ओमज्ञातिरान्द्रस्य ज्ञानं जनशलाकाय चक्षुर्निमीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः. So Srila Gurudev is giving the introduction of the king of all shastras, Granth Raj Srimad Bhagavatam, and he has referred to the verse in which Srila Suta Goswami has answered one of the questions of the sages, that what is the topmost duty or dharma for the human beings by which they can attain atma supersedity, full satisfaction of the soul. So in that verse that Srila Gurudev has quoted, Savaipum samparo dharmo yato bhakti radhokshaje, ahoituki apratihata yai atma supersedity, there it is described that bhakti should be unmotivated, ahoituki, and also uninterrupted, apratihata. Then it can, and it must be to Adhokshaja, the Supreme Absolute Personality of Godhead, who is beyond the range of our senses, mind, and intelligence. And this bhakti that is producing this unmotivated devotion and love for the Supreme Absolute Truth, Bhagavan, that is considered paradharma, highest dharma. So to describe this bhakti, so that we can understand what is the definition of such pure level of bhakti, then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has empowered Srila Rupa Goswami to explain in a very concise way the definition of that bhakti, so that we may be able to understand how to apply it within our lives. So this verse that Srila Gurudev is quoting, it is the definition of bhakti. Anya vilashita shunyam jnana karmadi anavritam anakulyena krishnanu shilanam bhaktir uttama. Here the term is used, uttam bhakti. Uttam means topmost bhakti, pure bhakti. So here Srila Rupa Goswami first of all describes what are the impurities to this bhakti. This is the these are the marginal characteristics of what bhakti is not. First of all, he says, Amya abhilashita shunyam. Shunyam means devoid of. First of all, bhakti, real uttam bhakti, must be completely devoid of anya abhilas. That means all other desires, all other motivations and desires other than to please Krishna. If there is any other motivation or desire, then it is not pure bhakti. And he specifies what those, in which categories those other motivations and desires will be. He says, jnana karmadi anavritam. Here, avritam means to be covered. So, one may think that he is performing bhakti, but yet his bhakti may be covered by other motivations, beginning with jnana, karma, adi. Jnana means a desire for cultivation of impersonal knowledge to attain moksha or liberation. If there is a motivation within the heart of the performer that by doing this bhakti I will get I will get liberation, or even any of the other four types of liberation, sarupya, samipya, sarsi, etc. So this kind of motivation is covering one's bhakti. Therefore, it cannot be pure bhakti. Jnana karmadi. Karma means desire for sense gratification. That means that either within this world, that one will receive by the performance of his so-called bhakti, that he will receive material benefits by which his senses will be gratified in this world. that is a covering to bhakti, and also someone may be performing so many ritualistic activities, for example, karma kandya activities, where he wants to elevate himself to heavenly planets after this life. He wants to go to higher destination within the material universe. This is all in the category of karma. So bhakti cannot be covered by this. Then adi, the word adi is used, that is referring to other motivations such as desires to cultivate mystic powers, yoga. By ashtanga yoga practices, one may achieve mystic siddhis and powers by which he can control the environment of this material world. So this subtle material desires also, none of these can be there in the cultivation of bhakti, otherwise it is not uttam bhakti. Then, after describing what bhakti is not, then he says, what is the main characteristic of bhakti? There he says, anakulyena krishna anushilanam. This means that the performance of one's devotional services to the Supreme Lord must be anukul. Anukul means always favorable for the happiness of Krishna. That Krishna, he will derive happiness from the performance of my activities. Anukulyena Krishna anushilanam. And anushilanam means a constant cultivation, non-stop. The example is given just like when you pour honey from a jar. The honey comes out in an unbroken stream, continually flowing. So bhakti must also be an uninterrupted flow, constantly for the satisfaction of Krishna. And therefore, anukulyena krishna anushilanam bhaktir uttama. This is the actual definition of uttam bhakti, pure bhakti.
Thank you.